coming into our sitting practice now. Let's remember our intentions for being here, that they may guide us. Remembering too our themes of compassion with equanimity as another guide. Life is as it is, not as we may necessarily want it to be. And when we remember that, with a measure of knowing that all things change and that we all struggle with things, we can have a little bit of equanimity about the changing nature of life and the difficult. And we can bring that equanimity to our compassion for ourselves and others as we remember everyone's struggles. Our lives are deeply connected. And so as we engage this sitting practice, let's be very diligent about the body, because this can really be a profound source and resource for approaching life bravely. And that equanimity being really alive, and for compassion to be possible. So, however you're sitting, making sure you feel really planted, grounded. So, in a chair, you really feel your feet at the floor. If you're on a cushion or a bench, you're also feeling your legs, that contact. You're not thinking about it, you're actually feeling these sensations. Grounded. Appreciating too the groundedness through the hands in your lap. Resting. Soft. So much to feel in the hands. It can be really a wonderful resource for grounding. So we're nicely grounded. We feel the bottom as well in the chair, cushion, or bench. Feet and legs, hands, grounded. Attend now to a feeling of balance in the body. And this might mean some adjustments to posture. The balance of the feet left and right, the buttocks left and right, the hands. Feel into the balance. So now we're grounded, we're balanced. And we feel now into the torso. And here you may care to once again roll your shoulders up, back, and down. And on one last shoulder roll, bring those shoulders up, back, and down, with the shoulder blades nicely flat to the back, creating a little bit of uplift in the chest. And so we might now feel strength through the back, and softening and opening through the chest. Soft front, strong back. The softness helps us open with compassion to ourselves and others. The strength gives us the ability to do that. And we're balanced and grounded, so we have the equanimity in our posture to open to this life. Through the torso, we might even open to it as a courageous poise. And then lastly, with our posture, we take care of head and neck. Again, balanced. Check that. You don't want a lot of arching of the back of the neck. You don't want the chin down at the chest. Pretty much chin parallel to the floor. Balanced. And then the last piece that helps us embody equanimity and courage to meet this life as it is the eyes. So the eyes in this practice will be not downwards, but rather straight out or even a tiny bit upwards, as if you're taking in a big view. Looking outwards to a horizon and even a little upwards changes our mood, gives us a feeling of uplift. We're wired for it, courage. Eyes can still be closed if you like them closed, or they can be open a wee bit. So let's review. Posture, grounded, feet, legs, bottom, hands. Balanced. Left, right, feet, buttocks, hands. Courageous poise through the torso. Breathe into that. And head and neck balanced. Eyes outward, big view. These are ingredients of equanimity that we are embodying. And remembering your goodly intentions within this posture, opening to the breathing if you haven't already. Feeling the breath in a favorite, easy spot or in the whole of the body, whatever is your preference. Whatever is easy, whatever makes you feel grounded, balanced, courageous, with a big view. So within this posture, practicing with the breathing, present moment awareness as we feel body and breathing coming back as attention wanders off. Thank you. As the mind wanders off, it's no big deal. It's what minds do. You just notice all the various workings of the mind, the thoughts, the emotions. Just let them come and go as we are grounded, balanced. With courageous poise and a big view. As the difficult may show, just notice it, feel into it, body, mind, and heart. Feel into it from this grounded, balanced, courageous poise and big view. Within this posture, we can truly know that the difficult doesn't last. It is impermanent. And so we can hold it tenderly for its brief life, knowing it's moving through. periodically taking care of the posture very deliberately, or even throughout, circulating through grounded, balanced, courageous poise, big view. This too can serve as a nice way to anchor in the present moment as we breathe into the grounding, the balance, the courageous poise, and the big view. Now, as you've been practicing, there may have been a difficulty arise that you would like to deliberately invite in. And we can use our rain practice with the G in the front for grounding, which we've already been nicely practicing. The R is recognize. The A is allow or accept that it's here. The investigate with the eye, get intimate with it through the body. And for our practice today, the N of rain grain will be to nurture, to bring compassion to ourselves. So as you consider what difficulty you might wish to take a couple of minutes with, here's a little reading from Cahil Gibran from the Prophet. And a woman spoke, saying, "Tell us of pain." And he said, "Your pain is the breaking of the shell that encloses your understanding. Even as the stone of the fruit must break that its heart may stand in the sun, so must you know pain. And could you keep your heart in wonder at the daily miracles of your life, your pain would not seem less wondrous than your joy. And you would accept the seasons of your heart, even as you have always accepted the seasons that pass over your fields. And you would watch with serenity through the winters of your grief." So can we bring, through this posture we've been practicing, some serenity to the difficult. So, the G, grounding, using the whole practice we've been having here for our posture, the grounding, the balancing, courageous view, courageous poise rather, through the torso, and the big view, through the posture of the balance of the head and eyes outward. And once you feel nicely grounded, recognizing a difficulty that's been showing, careful not to take on anything too big. You'll get good practice with something that's a 2 or 3 out of 10 in intensity. Recognizing it, giving it a name perhaps. And allowing it for these few minutes to be here. Not going to push it away. Going to mindfully allow it to be here from this very grounded place. And from the story, we start to notice what's happening in the body with it. So we investigate through the body. So how is this sadness or this anxiety or this worry, this grief? How is it showing through the body in real time as I'm nicely grounded, balanced, poised with a big view, feeling through? Letting go of having to resolve anything, but rather you're being with yourself with this difficulty, with kindness and interest. And the end of rain grain is nurture here, so offering soothing touch, hand to the heart or elsewhere. Not to fix or change, but to show I'm with you. I'm with you. I care for this. Or another way to nurture is to just really stay strong with the posture we've been practicing with. As Cahil Gibran says, trust this bitter potion of pain by which the physician within you heals you. And take about a half a minute more for this investigation and the nurturing. And then gently letting it all be, trusting whatever alchemy is unfolding through the practice. And really checking in with the posture, nicely grounded. Feet, legs, bottom, hands. Balanced. Left, right, hands, buttocks, feet. Courageous poise through the torso, soft front, strong back. And head balanced, eyes outwards with a big view. Yes, with this posture, I can do this. I can open here. And just feeling breath and body together in these last few minutes of our practice. noticing and appreciating if there's a little bit of trust in the difficult from the practice. That if perhaps there's even a little bit of sweetness in that. That bitter sweetness, tender sweetness. And perhaps this closing poem will help you know the truth of trusting the difficult, and that some sweetness can come when we do so. And the poem is called Sweetness, and it's by Stephen Dunn. Just when it has seemed I couldn't bear one more friend waking with a tumor, one more maniac with perfect reason, often a sweetness has come and changed nothing in the world except the way I stumbled through it. For a while lost in the ignorance of loving someone or something, the world shrunk to mouth size, hand size, and never seeming small. I acknowledge there is no sweetness that doesn't leave a stain, no sweetness that's ever sufficiently sweet. Tonight, a friend called to say his lover was killed in a car he was driving. His voice was low and guttural. He repeated what he needed to repeat, and I repeated one or two words we have for such grief. Until we were speaking only in tones. Often a sweetness comes as if on loan, stays just long enough to make sense of what it means to be alive, then returns to its dark source. As for me, I don't care where it's been or what bitter road it's traveled to come so far to taste so good. The sweetness that can come with the difficult if we are grounded and balanced and poised with that big view, we can truly meet it and be nurtured by the difficult. Bringing compassion to ourselves and others. And so in this last minute, giving yourself some soothing touch, some soothing words. May we all see the arising and passing of all things with equanimity and balance. May we all open to the difficult with trust that all things arise and pass. May we all open to this life as it is with compassion. May we all be peaceful with life as it is.